John died on campaign in Norfolk, facing the windswept waters of the Wash. Fighting had quickened his appetite, and he ate a meal so hearty it paid him back with a fatal spasm of dysentery. As for the barons of England, they had had no appetite for civil war, much less rule from France. So when John's 9-year-old son was proclaimed Henry III at Gloucester Cathedral, they rallied to him. But what they were rallying to was not so much a person now as a contract. The understanding guaranteed by the reissue of the Charter that from now on the government of England had to be accountable to the sovereignty of the law. The ramshackle conglomerate of the Angevin Empire had fallen apart almost as quickly as it had risen. But in the England to which it was reduced, something solid was left. Something that's best measured not in masonry or mileage, but in magistrates. So the best thing that can be said for the Angevins was that they left behind a country that didn't need them anymore. Why hunt for Excalibur when you had something much more potent? Magna Carta.